Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, brought to you by Key Bank. Boy, isn't this game goofy? I mean, you score 17 runs in a seven-day road trip to Anaheim and Oakland, and you match that last night. And, Terry, for two nights now, we have seen this ball club maybe swing the bat as well as you have all year, do you think?
Yeah, I do. And you know, two nights ago, we had to come back from a big deficit, and that's hard to do, but we really did swing the bats well. And then last night, we just did a really good job from top to bottom. And it was one of the funner nights here in a long time. And for a number of reasons, starting even during batting practice, you know, the coach, because we're a little younger now, the coaches are out there doing some instruction on the bases. And then you see Francisco Lindor take it into the game where he moves up on a ball in the dirt. Jose Ramirez on the bases. So it was kind of exciting seeing Roberto Perez go to third on that ball. So we were pretty excited about that. And then the way we swung the bats allowed us to play with energy because we had so many base runners and they were going first to third. And, you know, Abraham Almonte comes in and just immediately impacts us like, wow, I mean, that was pretty impressive. So there's a lot of good things happening last night. And it's fun. I mean, you know, the last thing I want to do is every single day harp on our record. We've played where we are. But, you know, when we have nights like that last night, it sure makes you feel better about the future.
Do you get a feeling, too, some of these guys feel like, hey, this is my opportunity. This is my chance to show Terry that I can play.
Well, that's what Almonte told me yesterday. He said, he goes, I have to fight sometimes, you know, trying to do too much or you know, not enjoying playing the game. And we talked about it for a while. I said, you know, if you can, you got to figure out how to try to enjoy playing the game the right way. I said, that should be your goal because you're not going to get four hits every night. And I'll be darned, he went out there and got four hits yesterday and swung the bat like, you know, like nobody's business. But the other things are important, you know, playing the game, hitting the cutoff man, because you're not going to get four hits every day.
Well, that's interesting you would mention that, Terry, because this is such a tough game physically and mentally. And yet you're still supposed to have fun. I mean, it almost seems like it's a contradiction.
But it's a fine line. And when you say have fun and enjoy playing the game, it's not being silly. It's not laughing when you're losing. It's trying to enjoy the competition and being better than the other team, and rather than either running from it or wait until it's over to take a deep breath. You know, you want guys to want to be out there in the middle of it. That's what impressed me about Cody Allen probably from the day I got here is – and he was young, you know, my first year here. But, like, you could see when he was out in the mound with bases loaded in the eighth inning, he was it, man. He wanted to be there. And that's a good feeling. And, again, not everybody's completely like that. But the more guys you can get like that, the better.
You know, it's interesting, again, Terry, and we're on a topic here I guess you never think you're going to even talk about. But Jerry Rice at his Hall of Fame speech, maybe the greatest player, not only receiver, to ever play in the NFL, said he wished he would have enjoyed it. But if he had caught five touchdown passes, you know, why didn't I catch six? And he said, I never really stepped back and enjoyed it at any point in his career. And he really regretted that.
You know, but that was also what may have driven him to be so great. Not just good, but he flew past that to be great because he was always, again, and that, again, everybody's different and everybody's wired different. But what, you know, what's ultimately important is how good are you and to help your team win ball games. And everybody's, like I said, wired a little bit different. But I think I found for the most part, the guys that can relax and are able to let their talent take over instead of getting in the way, they're the ones that are, have success.
Now, I know Cooperstown hasn't yet put a plaque aside for Abraham Almonte. But one thing that was pretty obvious, Terry, he's got a short, compact swing that you would think would play somehow.
You know, when you see a guy that can hit a fastball, you know, that to me, you got a chance. I mean, he's got hitter's hands. I mean, the ball jumped off his bat, and he hit the ball to left field hard. He hit the ball to right center field hard. My goodness, man. I mean, that ball jumped off his bat. Now, it'll be fun to watch him play over a period of time, but it's nice to also see, you know, what's in there. I mean, sometimes, you know, you trade for a guy and for about a week you have to say, well, hold on, you know, he can do this or that. But right when you see it at the beginning, you know it's there. It's a good feeling.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute for Monday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Terry, you've got some new faces. Chris Johnson coming from the Braves, Abraham Almonte coming from the Padres. Do you, as a manager, is it hard not to have a first impression no matter what they do, or is that something you've got to really step back from?
You know, Hammy, probably a little bit of both. I think, like everything, you can only make one first impression. But saying that, if we allow a first impression to cloud our judgment moving forward, we would be wrong. And I don't think we'll do that. You know, again, you want to learn about these guys as quick as you can, but you don't want to let an early error or an early mistake cloud your judgment because you might miss out on a good player.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton, the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. It's almost mid-August, and we're seeing the New York Yankees for the first time. Obviously, you don't see them in spring training. And, you know, I know they pay that ball club a lot of money, Terry, but nonetheless, they've been a bit of a surprise, haven't they, how well they've played?
You know, Hammy, 2 points. One, yeah, it's surprising we haven't seen them yet. And the second part is I was shocked when early in the season people were saying they were going to win 72 games. I couldn't believe that. I saw, yet again, they've had some things go right. You know, Alex is playing like crazy. Teixeira is healthy. So when you get those two guys hitting right in the middle of the order, that's a huge difference in their team. But they're also pitching, and their bullpen is, they got some power arms in the back of that bullpen that they've really shortened the game.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.